Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
W-I-L-K.
News Radio.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
He's no stranger to many of you. Complete stranger to me, though I've heard the name. I've heard stories. I've read what you've had to say. Some of you said, watch out. He'll beat you down verbally. Others just told me a few minutes ago, hey, Barsky, sit back. Sip your coffee. He's not going to let you get a word in edgewise. These are coming from people who tell me I interrupt people too much. So we'll see how this goes. I want to welcome back to WIOK author, former host, Steve Corbett. Steve, nice to have you on this morning.
Good morning, Jason. It's good to be part of your show. It's great to welcome WIOK listeners into my head once again. And in the spirit of free speech, I come with love in my heart. And the first thing I hear is a caller advocate book burning. So I thought this is a wonderful introduction to our discussion.
Yeah, like I said, if I'm an author, and I'm not, if I was an author and someone's like, I bought your book and burned it, I'd say thank you for your money. That's what I would say.
It's fascinating because when we talk about what constitutes patriotism, we constitute in our own minds our free will, our free speech, our American identity. I'm all about free speech. I'm all about sharing ideas. And I was stunned. Actually, I wasn't stunned at all to hear the guy advocate book burning and then basically label people in Latin America and Venezuela as dog and cat eaters and eating their pets. And I was pretty fascinated by that, Jason. So that's what we need to do, listen to each other and hear those outrageous expressions of freedom.
I got to tell you, it's no surprise. It's shocking to me that you were a talk show host for so many years. I don't even pick up that vibe at all. You seem very like you're somebody who hides in a corner at a party. Huh? I'm being very sarcastic right now. You are like a flamethrower. I love this. I never heard your show. That's why I said that. I told Johnny Lucas a minute ago, I don't even know what his voice sounds like. I've never heard your show.
That's because you were in California with all them commies, and your name is probably not Barsky, but Trotsky.
Well, that's what they accuse me of frequently. Let me tell you this. I told Johnny Lucas a few minutes ago I'd never heard your show. The only thing I know about your show is my brother-in-law used to listen to you, and he'd tell me, he's like, you got to hear this Corbett guy. And this was his description of your show, and you tell me if this is fair. He goes, he yells at people, and he hangs up on them, and it's hilarious. That's what he took away.
We had times when I yelled at people. We had times when I hung up on people. We had times that were hilarious. But keep this in mind. You're talking to somebody who interviewed back in 2016, not only Hillary Clinton, but interviewed anybody on either side of the partisan divide who wanted to come on the show. On WILK, I've interviewed former President Bill Clinton. I've interviewed former President Barack Obama. I sat face-to-face with the late, great John McCain. And the show involved depth. We had to go beyond just scratching the itch. We had to go deep into the body politic and see what the symptom was that made us burn and scratch. That's what we had to do, Jason, and that's what we did.
Yeah, and that, look, I'll be honest. I am almost 2 years into this. It's not easy to do that. It takes a while for at least for me, to find to have that ability to kind of get in there and dig a little deeper. Everything's easy on the surface, but to dig deeper is hard. It takes time. So to know you did that, and I hear stories. The second I announced you were on the show, I got everyone's opinion. So you made a mark.
I don't eat dogs or cats, though. I'm a vegetarian for about 25 years. No beef, pork, poultry, or the squeezins. You know, when you wring that little chicken's neck and the juice comes out its beak, I don't do that because I care about the environment. I care about the planet. I care about the men and women and children in our community who will suffer horrific damage and continue to suffer horrific damage if our mindset in northeastern Pennsylvania does not change. That's why I wrote Patty's Day in Trump Town.
Yeah.
Back in 2016, I fought the Trump supporters day in and day out. 3-4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 years, Jason. I came face to face with Donald Trump. I talked with Donald Trump person to person. I'm somebody who has met Joe Biden and came away with a horrific personal experience. So I've got what a lot of people need to know about, and that's what I shared, and that's what I share in this book. But the difference is, in 2020, we stand as a nation on the precipice, and there is violence, and there is hatred, and there is true evil that rational people of virtue must face together. And what I do is I hold up that dirty cracked mirror and I ask, what do you see? And if you like what you see and you're a bigot, well then, that's what you are. If you don't like what you see and you want to change for the better, then that's what we'll work on. And that's what people need to do. There's a great civic responsibility that comes with politics, not just calling somebody a socialist or a communist or even a Trump supporter. And that's what I hope America does, but I don't have a lot of faith in the American people's willingness to confront themselves, Jason.
I want to get to the book here, and I appreciate you explaining that. And you said the book is tied into all that. The book is called Patty's Day in Trump Town, and right. It's about a first-time voter, Pug Mahoney, and it's about his life here in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Correct.
And I'm leaving out some of the stuff. There's a lot of issues of, I mean, tell everyone, what is this book about? How much of it is, I mean, it's fiction, but is it,
it's
how
fiction.
Much?
All good fiction is based on reality. All good fiction is drawn from the real experiences a writer has. So I'm drawing from all my experiences. I lived in Wilkes-Barre for 17 years and wrote columns for the Times Leader. I wrote more about bigotry than anybody who ever came or ever will come to northeastern Pennsylvania. I wrote about sexism on a regular basis. I wrote about racism on a regular basis. I said at one point in a newspaper column that pound for pound, Wilkes-Barre was the most racist city in America. And I believe that holds true today. Because if you go back to 2016, Trump won Luzerne County that put him in the White House. And a lot of people take credit for that. Trump won Luzerne County. Trump won Wilkes-Barre because of sexism and racism. That's why I won. And frankly, I'm not trying to persuade anybody that I'm right or wrong. I'm just telling you what I saw. I'm somebody who understands. I am somebody who understands what that hatred involves. And if people don't want to acknowledge their bigotry, okay, that's fine. I'm not somebody who felt that in the aftermath of the Trump victory in 2016 that we should try to persuade those Trump voters to come back into the fold. No way. You can't persuade most of them. You deal with that on a day-to-day basis. What I want to see people do is recruit and encourage younger people, people of color, people who will be the new America, people who are the future. Bring them in to this beautiful fabric of what America needs to be. The promise of America has never been fulfilled. My hope is that the future does fulfill the promise of America, but we're at a point right now where I'm not so sure enough people are willing to face that. I don't think the Democratic Party is willing to face that. I'm a Democrat, and I'm one of the biggest critics of the Democratic Party elite you've ever encountered. I'm not a Republican. I used to be a Republican. I once voted for Ronald Reagan like a fool. But the point is, I even voted for John McCain because I thought he'd be a better president than Barack Obama, and frankly, I still think that that's true. So I'm somebody who brings such a cornucopia of complex ideas into this sometimes shallow pool that it confuses people.
Well,
so
I
just want people to say that.
I was going to say, I get that a little bit. People are like, I don't know where you stand on things. It's because I take things on an individual basis and try to make the best decision based off of that. I don't go, well, my team has a D next to it or my team has an R, so I have to agree with everything. I'm fine saying, hey, I see that point A and point B are good, but I can't support C or D. And, you know, it really confuses people.
I fought more with Democrats in northeastern Pennsylvania than I fought with anybody because the Democratic power elite rules. Look at my U.S. Senator, Bobby Casey, and he's so dull. I look at my Congressman, Matt Cartwright. He's so dull. You can't trust these guys. So when I was supporting John McCain, the Republicans in the WILK listening audience loved me. And Barack Obama's people hated me. I went through living hell with Barack Obama's people calling me a racist. And I'm the guy who wrote more about racism and stood with people of color, stood with people who needed help because they felt the sting of racism. I'm the guy who went to the undercover Klan cross burnings at risk to my own life and brought back those stories. And I'm going to listen to Barack Obama's people tell me I'm a racist? No. I didn't listen to them. And if that is what people meant by me hanging up on people, I hung up on Barack's people. I even challenged Barack Obama personally on the radio. I said to him, some people claim you can rise above race. Why would you even want to? And he didn't like it. John McCain and I had a wonderful conversation. But when it came to the last election, I saw the writing on the wall. And what has happened since Trump won, emerged victorious, is complete pandemonium. The institutions we believe in America are crumbling, and there's violence in the streets. We need to get it together. So, yeah, I'm voting for Joe Biden, even though I despise Joe Biden, because Donald Trump is Satan. He represents evil. He's as bad as it gets. And I love my country. I love northeastern Pennsylvania, and I want us to see the light. Not that light Joe Biden was talking about. That's the light that, I don't know what it means. But anyway, you see where I'm coming from, Jason.
I get what you're doing. I always say, and people go, this guy hates America. And I think it's just as patriotic to be confident and say you hate a president or that you don't fly a flag as it is to fly one, because that's the beauty of this country. I always say, you know, try not flying your flag in North Korea. They'll probably feed you to dogs. But flip on Venezuela. How about that?
I would much rather be a loving critic of my nation than an uncritical lover who is blinded by the light, the red, white, and blue, the stars and stripes, the fireworks that spelled out Trump's name in the sky over the Washington Monument as he claimed his house. Did you see the latest news this morning? He put the big Trump sign and lights on the White House. Did you see that?
I haven't, because I've been sitting in here and
he did.
Did he really?
Okay, I'm making that up.
Oh, I'm like, my God, that sounds, that would be a little bit surprising.
But see, here's the deal with the book. Patty's Day in Trump Town focuses on bigotry. It focuses on hatred. Northeastern Pennsylvania needs to come to grips with racism and sexism, not to mention Islamophobia, not to mention, actually, yes, to mention homophobia, all of the hatreds that make people think that they matter. And that's what Donald Trump taps into. He validates the bigotry. And my novel, Patty's Day in Trump Town, is a difficult read because I take you inside the minds of these bigots. And bigots don't talk in nice words. This is a difficult read, but we need courageous readers. We need courageous voters. We need courageous listeners and talk show hosts. People willing to face themselves and each other. And your first caller referenced me as the enemy. If that caller sees me as the enemy, and I'm a good neighbor and a good citizen, and I'm willing to stand on liberty and justice for all, I have to ask what he represents.
It's interesting listening to you here. I'm fascinated. I understand why you had such a long run here. I mean, you make a lot of interesting points. You push a lot of buttons. I'm sitting here thinking, wait a second, don't call all these people bigots. Now, I'm not blind. I know there is racism. I know there is bigotry. I also think there's just a lot of ignorance. I think there's a lot of people who haven't had worldly experience and are scared of what they don't know. Okay.
All bigots are ignorant. You're exactly right. I completely agree with you.
So for me, I want to approach them and just talk to them and ask them questions. Why do you feel that way? And it sounds like you kind of maybe attempted that at one point, but decided it's a lost cause. Like, I
deal with people like that every day. I deal with bigots every day because I've been in Scranton for 14 years. I was in Wilkes-Barre for 17 years. I grew up in rural Pennsylvania, rural Perry County. I'm still in contact with those guys. I have friends who are members of outlaw motorcycle clubs. I have friends who are right-wing, racist, evangelical, gun-snorting, toting, ripping. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So no, I didn't give up on anybody. I deal with people as they are. But the point is, you reach a point where you say, I'm not on your side. And when it comes down to it, don't sit on a fence. Take a side. Because unless America takes a side and becomes, as Aristotle talked about his friends, virtuous men and women, we are doomed, we are lost, and that's why I think Trump can win. Because he's going to and continues to play on the violence, on the bigotry, on the ignorance. He's going to continue to tell us we're going to be socialists and they're going to take your guns from you. And your children shouldn't be in public schools. They should be church-bred and organized. This is the danger. We're a free nation, supposedly. And that's why Black Lives Matter. Ask your listeners when they call to say Black Lives Matter and see where it gets you.
It doesn't go anywhere. Look, I've had
nobody but anybody who supported cops. If you're a good cop, if you're a bad cop, you gotta go. It's the same with the military. If you're a good soldier, you gotta go. Trump is playing off all those hatreds, and that's where bigotry comes into play. If you support Donald Trump, who is inherently a bigot and a sociopathic racist, if you support Donald Trump, you too, by proxy, are a bigot. And that's the way I see it.
Now, this is what people tell me got you in trouble back in the day. And it seemed. Okay, I'm throwing that out there. So I was going to ask, do you feel like you got too caught up in it? It sounds like you got caught up in it and you'd be happy to do it again.
Not at all. Too caught up in what? The fight for equality?
I'm just asking.
Too caught up in what?
Too caught up in
the hatred and the violence? No.
Yeah.
I'm a guy who's a great proponent of nonviolence.
Okay.
But at the same time, I understand violence. I understand hatred. I understand bigotry. I understand that white male working and middle class despondency that all of a sudden found somebody that they believed represented them. And they got duped. They got suckered. I don't want to see people taken advantage of. I don't want to see people lose their health care. I don't want to see people who don't have health care not get health care. I don't want to see it. And that's where we go back to what you said, ignorance. Ignorance is bigotry. Bigotry is ignorance. All those isms, sexism, racism, all of it plays a part. And northeastern Pennsylvania is a festering petri dish of bigotry and hate.
The book is called Patty's Day in Trump Town. If you recognize the voice, you're tuning in halfway. This is it's Corbett, Steve Corbett, former host here at WIOK. And it's available on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. Your website, it's theoutlawcorbett.com.
Anyone who wants to send me an email can go to theoutlawcorbett.com. And I take it the interview's coming to a conclusion. Is that correct, Jason?
Well, yeah, I'm a little late. I'm just enjoying sitting back and listening. Well, you know, it's just fascinating to hear what you have to say after all these years of hearing Corbett, 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 Corbett. It's interesting just to hear this. I feel like I have this like private show. I'm just enjoying
it. I would like to leave you with one last statement. Is that okay?
Absolutely okay.
You better listen.
Johnny Lucas is laughing. I'm guessing this was this is something. Yeah, Johnny Lucas is laughing. We've never seen Johnny smile bigger. He just gave a thumbs
you
up to you.
You better listen.
Thank you for coming on, okay?
Thank you, Jason. It's been a pleasure.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.